This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Very excited to talk to our next guest. Always a pleasure when he gives us time. The great Bo Nickel joining us here. You guys can watch him, UFC 322. Excited to see you back in there, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Weight cut and everything's going good this week. Fight week's been smooth, so just looking forward to getting in the cage on Saturday.
Yeah, you said something on Instagram. Like, did you like do anything different about the weight? Like, was it just a smoother type of thing, or anything that changed from the last time around?
Yeah, just been smoother. You know, it's kind of interesting. Every weight cut's different, and you just got to roll with the punches. Sometimes some of them are tougher, some of them are smoother, and this one's been smooth.
How's the mentals been in this training camp, man? I mean, like, you've never shied away from all the pressure that's on you, but, you know, okay, you take the first loss. I imagine that happens in mixed martial arts, dude. Like, it's that's the sport. Did it feel any less burden? Did you feel any freer going into this camp? Did it feel like a restart? What was the mental side of all of it?
I think that for me, the mental side, every time I've lost in the past in my wrestling career and dealing with that, I've always just been able to use that as motivation and really, it really lights a fire underneath me, and it ignites like a lot of competitiveness. So I feel really motivated and excited to compete again. I think that my last loss, the fight didn't go the way I wanted it to. And I think that I learned a lot from that, but I would say mentally, it just has motivated me more than anything. So I'm excited to get back in there.
Did you like try anything different, or did you just feel like it was all part of the learning process? Like, how did you handle it as far as preparation?
How did I handle this fight?
Yeah. Just like off of a lot, did you feel like you had to like revamp everything, or did you just feel like, nah, we got to tweak, we learn and just be, whatever the next thing is, it's just another fight.
Yeah, no, I don't think I really felt like I needed to revamp anything. It's just part of life. Everyone experiences losses and they experience, things not going their way. So for me, it's just, I know I need to get back, to training, get back to getting better and improving. And I think that, I just take what I can learn from that experience and move on. It's something that for me, again, I've experienced losses many times. I can look at high school losing the state finals and college losing the NCAA championship, losing the Olympic trials finals. And these things have been like springboards for me in my career and have just helped me get better. So I think that those experiences helped me deal with this past one, mentally, and just really use it as fuel and move forward with it.
Cause it's, can you maybe speak to like, how does like wrestling help with all that? Cause I was just calling a fight for Gable Stevenson. He did Dirty Boxing. Right.
Right.
And I was like thinking to myself the entire week, like, damn, there's a lot of pressure on him, because it's like the only victory is like you got to steamroll a guy or people are going to have things to say, and you've had that burden too. Does wrestling just help, because you guys just seem so mentally sharp with a lot of this stuff?
Yeah, you just have so many reps as a wrestler, right? Like, from 5-6 years old, you go through competitions, you're in intense environments, and there's, in your mind you can play it up to make it seem like there's a lot on the line, even when you're very young. So I think you just go through this many, many times and you experience those emotions and you just learn how to deal with it. It's not necessarily about like controlling your emotions to make you feel a certain way, but it's just like being able to deal with the pressure and deal with the emotions that come with performing at this level. So I think just the more you do that, the more you're prepared the next time.
How did you watch any of that? Did you see how his striking looked in that event?
Yeah, I thought he looked great. I mean, Gable's a guy that's an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable talent. He's been able to cross over and do a bunch of different stuff. And I think that the thing I was most excited about is him talking about his passion for fighting and how excited he is to do it. And I think that, you know, he's a guy that can pretty much be successful at whatever he wants. So, you know, him picking fighting, I don't have any doubt that he's going to continue to improve and get better and have a lot of success.
If he did ask you, I don't know, you know, what the relationship is with you guys, but like if he did ask you, obviously he's a guy with a lot of big aspirations too. What would you tell him about like the journey into the UFC? Because you, I remember coming into the contender series, like boom, let's get to the main events right away. Like, what would you say about the experience of all that and how to handle a career?
Yeah, I mean, him and I are probably going to be in similar situations where people are going to want to push him and move him forward really quickly. I would say just like try to get as many good competitive sparring rounds as you can. And when it took me a long time to like sort out, I guess like my style and pick like how I wanted to fight, especially because at the beginning of my career, like everything worked for me, right? Like, it was really little resistance in all my fights. So I would say, you know, figure out how you want to fight, stick to that, and just keep improving your skills every day. You know, don't feel like when you meet adversity that just I guess prior to that even coming, just expect it, you know, every single time you step out, like at some point somebody's gonna sprawl, stuff a takedown, and things aren't gonna work perfectly. So I guess, you know, plan for that and train for that accordingly. But he's got a lot of great guys around him. And you know, I know he's worked a lot with like John Jones, and so you know, he's gonna be fine.
When you know the loss happens and whatnot, like we all know fight fans are very fickle. The rats are jumping off the ship and all that. Like, was that challenging at all, or did you have anybody? Like, what was your support system like as far as just like, you know, you got still a lot of great stuff in front of you. Is it family? Is it friends? Is it hobbies? Like, what were the things that kind of just kept you centered on everything?
Well, what was interesting for me that I didn't really expect, you know, you hear stories of fighters losing and then all of a sudden like everybody is, you know, gone. There's no like nobody there after that. And for me it was kind of the opposite. I felt like after I lost, I actually had more people reach out and show love and support than I did after my wins, which to me was really cool. It says that I'm surrounded by a lot of great people, and you know, all the people that I'm around are very real and genuine. So, you know, I appreciated that. And I'm definitely a very family-oriented guy, relationship-oriented guy. So, you know, the people that I'm really close with, they were all there for me just the same. You know, and I know they love me and they want me to win, but that's not the reason that, you know, they're here. They just like me for me, and I feel the same for them. So we're all able to support each other in that way.
So prepping for Rodolfo Vieira, how did you like? What were the things that you felt you had to be most prepped for in this matchup? What are the things you sharpened up to get the win in this one?
You know, I think that after my last two fights, prepping for jiu-jitsu guys, and now third jiu-jitsu-based guy, I felt prepared in that department. But one of the things mentally that I guess switched is really focusing more on myself versus my opponent. And you know, of course, the matchup is important, but really this fight camp, I've focused more on just getting better and improving my skills and not really worrying about what my opponent's gonna do. So, you know, plans go out there and just dictate the pace, the tempo, and control the fight as best I can. And really, I'm just focused on me.
And what was the reason for that? Like, was that a something you found within yourself? Did a coach talk to you about that? Like, what did you think that was the necessary switch on that to go from more focused on you being you centric?
I think that, you know, that was something for me in wrestling that was always really important. It was not really, you know, worrying about who I was going to wrestle, just going out there and competing the way that I know how. And so, you know, with fighting, you have to, I felt like I needed to make adjustments because I have so long to prepare for one guy. So I felt like, oh, I needed to really like get ready for this specific guy. And I think that over my last two fights, I kind of learned that that's not necessarily the best strategy for me, especially because I'm so young and I'm just still improving everywhere. So I think that getting back to my roots, getting back to that focus, like similar to how I was in wrestling, where I'm just focused on myself and developing my skills and improving and getting better, I think that'll be what's best for me. And I felt like I made a lot of really big gains in camp, partially because of that.
Well, I'm thrilled to watch it, man. It's always a pleasure watching you in action. UFC 322. Go check out Bo Nickel coming up this weekend from Madison Square Garden. Thanks for the time, man. Always appreciate you. Best of luck in your career, and always enjoy seeing you do your thing.
Thank you. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.